This podcast helps you understand the responses to the AIDS epidemic during the 20th century. In the 1970s, an unusual medical condition appeared. It caused weight loss, pneumonia, and skin sores. Death followed. Nobody knew what caused it, and it went largely unreported. In 1981, 6 gay men died from the condition. Doctors worked out that it was caused by a problem with the body's immune system. In 1982, it was named Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome, or AIDS. AIDS is not a disease itself. It is a condition where the body's natural defences cannot fight off other infections. In 1984, the virus that causes AIDS was discovered. In 1986, it was named Human Immunodeficiency Virus, or HIV. HIV can only be transmitted through the blood or bodily fluids of infected people. It is normally spread by sexual contact, sharing needles with an infected person, or receiving a transfusion of infected blood. It can also be passed from mother to child in the womb. At first, the media reaction to AIDS was very negative. The press blamed drug users and gay men for the disease, and some church leaders claimed that it was God's punishment on gay men and drug addicts. This reporting led to growing alarm. People thought that AIDS could be spread just by contact. Some firefighters stopped giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and when a child caught HIV from an infected blood transfusion, parents took their children out of the class. In 1985, the Royal College of Nursing predicted, wrongly, that by 1991 there would be 1 million cases of AIDS in Britain. This understandably caused great panic. The government made AIDS sufferers stay in hospital even if they wanted to leave, and doctors used full gowns, masks and gloves, which increased the fear that HIV could be spread with the slightest contact. Alongside the panic, there were some helpful responses. Charities distributed clean needles so drug users weren't forced to share. The government arranged for HIV testing and screening of donated blood. There was also a huge public information campaign involving leaflets, TV adverts and posters. When Princess Diana shook hands with an AIDS patient at a clinic, it made headlines and demonstrated that AIDS could not be passed through simple contact. Gradually, there was more acceptance and less stigma attached to HIV and AIDS. Information campaigns and storylines in soaps meant it was more widely understood, and money was raised for AIDS causes. In 1996 came unexpected news. Scientists had devised drugs called antiretrovirals that delayed the onset of AIDS in people infected with HIV. These were very expensive, but the government funded them. This was very good news, but it has had unexpected consequences. The government relaxed its campaigns about AIDS and HIV. Many people believe these antiretrovirals are a cure for AIDS, and this has led to complacency. Instead of falling, cases of HIV infection as well as a range of other sexually transmitted diseases have risen alarmingly in recent years. In 2009, there were about 100,000 people in Britain living with HIV. Of these people, 40,000 were gay men and the rest were heterosexual men and women. About a quarter of all those with HIV are not aware of their condition and may be spreading the infection without knowing it. Far from helping to end this epidemic, the discovery of an effective treatment may actually have made it worse.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder and Stoughton.